Recording. Hey everybody, it's No Name again. Again, so many requests for questions for my friends, my experts, my perverts. The Voice 666 is with me again. What's up, Mr. Voice? How are we?
Well, you know, it's snowing.
Just
fucking snowing.
I know, Jesus Christ. We'll touch on that too later.
It's actually a little early for me. It's noon.
Yeah.
And it's snowing.
It's quite surprising. I am amazed at how many people are into you so far. I've got a bunch of questions that have come in via email. I am surprised myself. Over 1,000 downloads of the last couple of podcasts.
So you're surprised.
Because
touch this. Why are you surprised, homie?
I don't know why.
Real cells, babe.
Yeah, it does. It's just, yeah, real cells. And that's, so we're going to get into that right off the bat here, because I got to answer some of these emails, or you do.
I don't have to do anything.
Bob, I thought that was kind of interesting. I was reading Bob's email, and basically it boils down to this. Is the Voice for real? Is he real? Is he acting?
So you asked me to your truck to grill me?
No, I asked you to my studio to grill you.
Okay. Fuck. Studio, truck, whatever. Okay, so you've asked me to the rig to grill me for the podcast.
Well, yeah, but your
so I am the subject. So that's, see, this is why I ask, because I'm like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And you're like, whatever.
Stuff.
Okay.
Come on.
So we're talking about me.
Don't you like talking about you?
I like doing my gig. Talking about me? So am I real? What do you mean? Am I fucking real? What?
Are you real? Are you? Is this an act, or is the Voice the act?
Is this an act?
Or
I'll fucking slug you.
I'm asking for Bob. Why are you hitting me? Bob wants to know.
Is this an act?
Yeah, I think he's kind of offended, but interested.
So is what an act?
Is this perfect thing?
Smoke dope all the time? That I fucking don't have a gig? Is it that I'm a fucking man whore? What the fuck part is an act? Here's the part that's an act. That I'm not fucking jumping over there slugging you in the head for even asking me.
No.
Fuck off.
The sick pervert thing. Are you really a sick fuck like you put off to be?
No.
No.
I'm a service provider.
Okay.
I am a mirror. Okay? Mm-hmm. I am a mirror for humanity. So am I a sick fuck? Do I get off on perverted things? Frankly, I would say they're normal. I love getting down on a fat chick and eating her pussy, okay? Mm-hmm. I love having some chick slap me in the face and kick me in the balls and tell me that, goddammit, dinner wasn't right, even though I thought it was,
mm-hmm.
and then making me do it again. I love serving as a, at the whim of a chick, okay? Is that an act? No. I'm in touch with myself. I know me, and one of the things that happens is because I know me, I constantly hear people say, wow, you're brave, you're bold, you're this, you're that. No, I'm a vocal son of a bitch. I know me. I'm hard to work with. I'm a lot of fun when I'm having fun, and I like to have fun.
So now what about the kick the guys in the ball guy?
Okay, so for reference, I'm a paid man whore, and part of what I do is dominate other men. Okay, I am heterosexual. I have no interest in going down on some lad. The flip side of that is I have found an exploit. I've found that there's a lot of bucks out there who, for whatever reason, enjoy worshiping and serving an alpha hetero male.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at what I do, and I'll make you serve. God damn it, you want to get off and have some fun learning to sniff my boots or tend a man like a, how should we say, perverted little wimpy fuck should, I put you to work. I teach you some things.
Okay.
But, again, so my gig is, am I a sick fuck? No, I would tell you that I'm actually a very nice person who happens to have a heart of gold and a sterling sense of loyalty. I happen to be wise as the day is long, but only because I've been around a whole lot of smart chicks in my life. And what I do is actually a very tender love and service, even if it manifests itself by taking some bastard out of the local Chinese restaurant after he's bought me a cocktail, taking him in back, and booting him in the nuts. He paying me for the service. He's asked for it. He gonna get it.
Like you said at the beginning, you're just a service provider.
I'm just a service provider, baby. I'm a plumber.
Kevin sent in an email. I mean, I was amazed at the emails. Kevin sent in an email, and he says...
What the fuck did you do with this thing?
With what?
With our last conversation.
Well, I just ended it, because I figured you...
No,
gave
what
me-
do you mean, where did you get the... emails. What'd you do? You like you posted on someplace or something?
Oh. Well, they sent them through the podcast, you know, because there is a link in the podcast to send me emails. Right down there.
So
it says send host emails.
All right, so how many people listened to our gig last week?
Last week we had 1,000 downloads.
Fuck me. All right, whatever.
You gotta get better. You gotta turn it up a little bit.
Well, I mean, I was
impressed by 1,000.
Well, let me just say this. All right. So if you're out there, if you're listening to us and you're thinking, you know, going back to the, you know, is it real and all of this, you know, I have no interest in talking to 1,000 of you. But what I will say to one of you is this. You know what? All I do is be me. And I would suggest the same for you.
That's
not
it.
Be me, be you.
You want them to be you?
No.
Be them.
Be them.
Be them, not you.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker. All right, whatever. Keep going.
So Kevin wants to know, how can you get a live in love slaves? What's the easiest way to talk somebody into being your love slave or convince somebody?
Sure. All right. Okay. So how do you convince? Well, first, you shouldn't have to convince somebody. Okay.
Okay.
So I can speak to it because I've been on both sides of the coin. Okay. I am a dominant master and I have a variety of lads who serve me. Okay. That said, I am also a complete submissive when it comes to chicks, and a variety of times in my life, I have, how should we say, been a lifestyle, it's so contrived to say slave. I've been there willfully, so it's not like, and this speaks to his question, how do you convince somebody to be a mm-hmm. love slave? You don't convince them. They're willing. They want to be, okay? If you've got to take somebody and hold them in slavery, you're going to get busted by the feds, okay? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who will willfully, you know, seek out a differing style of relationship, and one of those styles of relationship is one of submission and service. My own affinity for that comes from I enjoy seeing a woman smile. I don't care if it's because I mowed the lawn. I don't care if it's because I've pleasured her sexually. I don't care if it's because I just handed her all the bread. I enjoy seeing her smile. So what I would say to Kev is, well, what you need to do is learn to express your own desires clearly and then express them often enough to a broad enough group where someone will say to themselves, his desires and my desires match up perfectly. He wants a love slave. I want to be a love slave. He wants somebody who will suck his dick on demand. I want to suck his dick on demand. He wants somebody who will make him homemade mac and cheese. I'll make him homemade mac and cheese. Okay, ding, ding, we got a match. So really, it comes back to that age-old standard. It's about communication. You know, how you find a live-in love slave is you learn to communicate your own desires, and I will guarantee you on a planet of 6 and soon to be 9 billion people, okay, there are somebody out there who is going to want exactly what you want. You just got to find them, and it's just a matter of finding them, okay? No reason to snow them. Just learn to communicate what you want, Kev.
Now, just real quick, is there someplace you'd look? Is there a website? Findme a loveslave.com?
Fuck, there's so many that's, you know, a better question I would say is, okay, there's going to be a lot of places to look. What's the best place? And to that, what I would say is, it's not so much best place as diligent, consistent, disciplined effort, because there's a lot of good places, and is one better than the next when it comes down to finding a kick-ass homie? Because really what you want is a kick-ass homie
mm-hmm.
who has sexuality interests around the same as yours. You don't want a average person who really wants to be a love slave.
Mm-hmm.
You want a kick-ass person who thinks it'd be pretty cool to be your, you know what
to
I mean?
To hang with you and to share your interests.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, maybe they're just going to bang once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but even at that, you want to be, you don't just want a prop standing there with feet, you know.
Right.
You want somebody that seriously desires what you're giving and you want to seriously desire to give it to them, and that's where that magic happens. So where you look, again, it's kind of a, it's like saying what color, oh, whatever color's best. It's like where you look, learn to communicate well, and you can look everywhere.
Okay.
Do you go to a specific site? I mean, there's a bunch of places I could throw out. I could say, you know, go to all, go to Yahoo groups, go here, go here, go here. Ultimately, any one of those, you'll find people who, their portrayal, the facade they've hung up, not facade in the negative sense, but the portrait they've put up, will tell you they'd be a great love slave, but it's still going to come down to getting to know them.
Okay. That's it. That's that you,
once again, know, I'm fucking like, brilliant. Okay, here's the thing.
You're like the friggin' the Gandhi of boning.
Well, I am, again, see, so this is where your show both offends me, but I appreciate, which is this, okay? I happen to know, without being all egocentric about it, that I walk a pretty straight line, okay? Mm-hmm. I have fucking spent a lot of time evaluating and learning and trying to figure out what does it really mean to be an authentic human? What does it really mean to be able to look somebody in the eye, okay? And one of the things that's kind of interesting about it is through that path, the worse I become, the better I become. The more I'm honest about where I, what I really do and how I really think and where I'm really motivated personally, the more I reach people and they say, fuck, he's the worst cat I know, but he makes more sense than anybody I've ever heard. So I'm willing to accept suffering the nature of this crappy show to further refine my view because we're learning together.
All right. It's funny is that you're actually going into our next topic because it's about offending people. Faith wants to know why we got to fucking swear so much.
Well, see, here's the thing. I thought you were going to, like, edit the last show, okay? I didn't know you were going to put that thing up unedited.
No, there's no fucking editing. It goes straight up. As soon as I get home, I put it on the computer and upload it.
So in the last show, I think I used the C word. I mean, so first, I am a paid professional, okay? I actually swear for a living. Mm-hmm. Second, there is a certain amount of emphasis. I mean, we could say, geez, I was having a bad day. I was having a really fucking bad day, okay? And third, what can I say? I do have my own dialect, and it's a form of pidgin English that involves a whole lot of things like, motherfucker, eat my cock, you horny cunt bitch. I think I want to slam my dick up inside you. Oh, that feel good. Oh, you a pretty little thing. Oh, geez, I just came.
We're going to get into that in a few minutes. We got a request for that, too.
Nice. Nice. Somebody wants me to come.
Yeah, somebody wants you to come all over them. So the short answer of why we swear a lot is...
I was just fun, and I didn't know he's going to post the goddamn thing direct. Fuck.
Well, now you know. Yeah, there's no editing. It goes straight up.
My balls hurt.
This is... Sorry. So, all right. So now we're going to go to what you were just talking about. Anon 2005. I thought this was interesting. Anonymous 2005. So, you know, I guess they don't want us to know who they are, which is funny because I've still got their freaking email address.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Anyways.
Let's run an IP search on asshole.
Yeah. Anyways, they want to know. They understood you sell your stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I write some stuff, mm-hmm. but mainly what I do is I kind of retell. I mean, I riff from my real-time gigs. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I do, like, a lot of cuckolding, a lot of different, like, fetish fulfillment. So I riff stories from those, yeah.
Okay. Well, you mentioned cuckolding. He wants a sample of a short story of cuckolding or something you'd sell.
Okay.
Give me, I don't know, 2-3 minutes. I know we did it last time.
Well, but you didn't give me any time. Okay, so here. Okay, so this would be an example of if I was getting ready to do a work session where I'm not going to beat some guy up or do the dishes for some pretty girl while she has a cigarette or something like that, okay? If I was just like, if I'm in the studio and I'm going to record some audio, mm-hmm. and so let's do this. So, okay, here we go. So, typically, my work process is get a little stone, think about a good time I had a few days ago, and then riff some story. So let's just pick it up on that. I do happen to have the tools with me, so hang on one sec.
All right.
Now, some would say you abuse weed, and others would say, boy, you really abuse weed, and I would agree with both of them, okay? That said, I don't mind a little Western Washington's fine underground, and then I reflect. I sit back, and I think a little bit, and here we go. So, you know, thinking about you, thinking about coming over to your house a little bit, maybe knocking on that door some, you know, that whole thing of me coming up to the door and knocking on that door some, and the fun of looking at your girl when she opened that door and the way she smiled at me, huh? And knowing you're sitting there in the living room and hearing me come through that door and that whole thing of hearing me beller a little bit, don't you even get up from playing your video games, homie. Don't you even get up from playing your fucking games. And then watching me, watching the way I just slip that big arm around your girl, huh? Pull your girl in just for fun. Maybe lean in and whisper in her ear a little bit. And the way you look over and you see both of us looking at you and that dirty grin on our face, huh? The way we smiling and looking at you right there as you sitting in your chair playing your vid games, and the way you're trying to keep from getting killed in the middle of your level, huh? And right there, just for fun, watching me take a step forward and drop to one knee right there in front of her, so all you can see is the back of my head and my shoulders, dropping right down and leaning my head in right there about midsection on her, and watching her hands drop to my shoulders, huh? Hearing me, don't you stop playing your video game, boy. Don't you stop playing your goddamn game. And seeing right there, huh? The way my hands go up to her jeans, huh? Watching the way I start unbuckling them, huh? Right there. Watching the way, just for fun, right there in the middle of your fucking living room, I'm gonna do your girl in front of you, huh? Tugging her jeans down a little bit. Seeing that dirty smile on her face as she looks at you, and then the way as you look at her, the way she blushes some, huh? Because she knows that it hurt even though you like it. And seeing my hands right there, huh? And that big can of hers, I like a girl with a fat fucking ass. That's part of what I like is your girl, huh? Is using her like a goddamn cum sleeve right there in front of you. And you knowing that I'm treating her all nice. But you also knowing that I treat a lot of girls nice. Just so I can get the fuck off in front of you, huh? And watching them jeans come down, huh? Watching the way I take my big fucking hand and slip it right there in them panties, and the way she kind of gasps a little bit. Seeing the way my hand slip down toward that mound, huh? And right there, just for fun, watching me start to tug them panties down. You like that?
Damn, I hope that helps a nun. Put a name in your friggin' email.
Yeah. So here's the gig. So typically what I would do is I would take a tale like that, which is riffed off a gig from the other day, which I happen to know you like vid games. In this case, motherfucker was reading his newspaper. But the fact is, so I take a gig like last week where I went and visited a couple, mm-hmm. where basically I pushed her down and put her on the ottoman, and right there in front of him while he's reading his newspaper, I would not let him watch. Mm-hmm. And then I went to town, and I started kissing and licking, and I am goddamn well-trained. I mean, again, you'll hear me say it all the time. Fuck, it's valuable for me to have a good cum, okay? I've invested a lot of my time in life to learn how to have a better cum. What does that mean? You find your kinks, and you embrace them, okay? One of my kinks is I love something about giving a chick head. What can I say? I love it, okay? It's, for me, it's like this weird meditative bliss point. Like, I literally... Time stops, I disappear. I could spend hours there if she wants me. I could spend minutes there if she wants me. Whatever she wants is what I want. If she doesn't like it, I don't like it. If she loves it, I love it. And, circumstantially, I've taken the time to learn how to do it really well. So most of the time, unless you got like a mental hang-up, you're like, fuck, boy, got the skills. Okay? And in turn, most of the time, and... You know, I hear it literally all the time. I hear, you the best pussy eater I've ever run across. I make sure it ain't all about just snacking her pussy. It's not, I don't see a chick and think of her just as her vagina. I see a chick and think of her as a bundle of joy. And one of the things that I'm particularly adept at is unlocking that bundle of joy because I like it. And I've taken it. It's just like if you're into cars. If you're into cars, you know what to do with a car, okay? I'm not into cars. I got no fucking clue. I'm into women, okay? And I know what to do. And so anyway, right there in front of the dude, right there, made her purr, made her scream, made her call my name. And then just for fun, got up and told him, don't you fucking move that newspaper. Got my money and left, full well knowing that the whole time he's just wanting to pull that paper down and, you know, and see what the hell's going on. He knows I'm eating her, you know. He doesn't know if I'm fucking her. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know that. Kinky scene. And that's what led to the story riff we just did. A story like that, okay, wrapping it all together, a story like that take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to tell. A story like that sell forever, 5, 10, 15 bucks a time. And there you go.
Nice. Excellent. You're a good storyteller.
Thanks.
Yeah, no bullshit aside, you're a good storyteller.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I am a study of human experience, and I will tell you, because I have been in the system. I have been a drone. I have been a hard to the right, and I may well be again, because I recognize that change is part of the process, okay? I used to be that way. Now I'm this way. Gosh, I guess that means I could be that way again. Or it means I could go further this way. I don't know what that means, because I'm pretty far this way already. But the point is, again, ultimately what I would say is this. Thank you. First, I appreciate being a good storyteller. And second, you know, life's about experiences. Life's about being able to share experiences. There's a lot of fun that comes from being able to tell a good story. And honestly, I'm rather amazed and honored that I have a lot of, we'll say primarily men, good share of chicks who buy my stuff and listen to it as a way of soothing a need. And it doesn't matter to me if it's a story about yelling at them and making them lick my boots, or a story about dressing them up and making them be women, or a story about mowing the lawn and holding your hand. I don't care. What I care, really, I guess you could say, even though I'm a dominant alpha master cocksucker, you could also say I'm really nice because I'll make those stories and people buy them and they must like them because they buy them and they must feel some kind of need, and I just make them.
I think next time we're going to touch on you being the dominant.
Sure.
I think we'll try that next time. We'll see what people say about this. You know, obviously they're vocal. I do have one more email I want to touch on, and then we can wrap it up.
Okay.
What is it? LB wants to know, looking for a master, and wants to know, do you do cam sessions?
Okay, so
how do you work?
All right, so somebody's listened to the gig and it's like, okay, geez, that sounds like a hard to work with individual, or maybe that sounds like an easy to work with individual, whatever. Okay, so yeah, I do real time, so i.e. I'll come to you or you can come to me, but yes, I also do remote stuff. I like cam sessions. What I don't do, I'm not gonna like be your little cam girl. You're not going to, like, be like, okay, now I want you to take your pants down. Now play with your dick, Dan. Fuck that. No, that isn't how it works. Now, I will get on cam and explain to you that I think you ought to get your dildo out and fuck yourself. I will make you stand like a lampshade for a while, make you put a fucking, you know, be a goddamn human post, or, I will make you prance around and dress up like a sissy. But I got no problem doing stuff like that. I will learn you. This is, see, to me, So you're looking for a master, you're looking for somebody, you have a fetish and you want to fulfill the fetish, whatever the fetish may be, being controlled, being humiliated, whatever it may be. What I would say is this, what you want to do is find someone who will learn you, okay? Because on the surface, I want to be made to dress up like a woman, okay? That's not really enough data for somebody to provide a quality experience for you over time. Maybe for 45 minutes, you know, but over time, they're going to need more data than that. Not a lot, but some. You want to find somebody who's got the sharps to have you say, well, I don't want to tell you what I want. I've kind of got this thing about being made to be a bitch. Geez, it's always been interesting to me, the whole idea of feminization, you know, forced. And you want to be able to stop and watch the motherfucker go to work. Mm-hmm. And what I will tell LB is this. Oh, I'm that kind of cat. I love reading your tea leaves. I love it, man. I love it when somebody says to me, you know, geez, I'm into, you know, big mean daddies. And then I'll start with them. I'll be like, oh, like, so you like a daddy, huh? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, so you want to touch my meat, huh? And they'll be like, well, actually. And, you know, that's when it's time to turn on the listening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll be like, yeah, yeah, I want to touch your meat, daddy. And that's when I'll be like, all right, boy. You know, so again, you want to find somebody who's going to listen and learn. And let's face it, DuVois 666, he ain't nothing but a learner.
Very nice. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to, you know, it's...
I think you're a ridiculous cocksucker for pulling me into the studio just to grill me.
Well, you know what's interesting is that I think that there's a lot here to learn. I'm going to pull you in again.
You're going to pull me.
I'm going to pull you again.
All right.
You're going to be my little pulser.
You're going to start buying my fucking weed is what you're going to do.
It's because this, I think people are going to be very interested, are very interested. I know people are very interested just by the emails. But I find it fascinating that you are like an ogre.
Okay.
You got many layers.
Sure.
Or is that an onion? I don't know. Either way.
Yeah, ogre, onion.
Ogre, onion.
They're both O words.
That's right.
So is orgasm.
So is orgasm, see? So, you know, Mr. Voice 666, I appreciate your time.
Fuck, you're doing it again. All right. So if you want more of my stuff, okay, if you want to find my files, he's fucking cutting me off before I get to do my URLs.
Oh,
bullshit.
You're right.
Bullshit.
You're right. God damn it, okay? I did it again. I got to remember to do that.
If you want to find my stuff, I'm on Night Flirt. That's one of the places you can find me. It's nightflirt.com, the voice 666. I'm a world-class phone operator and phone sex op, aside from being a man whore and a pervert. You can trap me that way. And if you want to fucking either talk kink, or if you want to fucking do some learning, or if you want to talk filthy MP3 files and how to make some bread, or if you just want to rub my cock, you can find me that way.
Perfect.
So, it's nightflirt.com, the voice 666. You'll find other guys up there, too. Pervert.
And if you have any questions that you want to ask the voice...
hit him. Fuck, I'm busy. I'm getting high and relaxed.
Send me an email. It's dirtymp3s @gmail.com. Just send me an email. I'll get it off to the voice. We'll do it on the air. We'll answer them, and you know, we'll get his winning personality.
We'll do you on the air?
Jesus Christ!
Can we leave now?
This is No Name, and we are out. Have a good time. Peace out, buddy. Thank you, Mr. No, Mr.
Peace
Mr.
Out.
Voice.
That's original. Good.
Later.